This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs and everybody working the oil industry, thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go over to our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and like the page, follow us over there. You can get into the chat room over there, too, and Google the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll find us everywhere and anywhere out there on the web. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
This is going to be a big day for demonstrations around the country with several states opening up. But the biggest demonstration in the country is going to be in Las Vegas today in conjunction with the Las Vegas mayor who wants her city open. And she's going up against the governor out there. And they've got a big, big, big rally. It's going to be probably one of the largest ones in the country right there. My buddy Wayne Allen Root is running it, and he's in charge of it. And they're going to have this big caravan that's going to go all the way down Sunset Boulevard to the state office building where the governor has her, where the governor has his offices, and they're going to just circle and circle and circle and circle for 2 hours and just tie up the downtown section in Las Vegas.
There's not much to tie up because there's nobody on the street.
There's nobody there. I've never seen Las Vegas like this. Have you?
Oh, I haven't seen it. So all I know is that, you know, it's a ghost town.
It's empty. It's empty. And then we got a big deal going on here in Tampa today. Don't know what they're going to expect because of the foul weather we're going to be having. It's going to be rain most of the day. But hashtag reopen Florida today here in front of the Fox 13 news station on Kennedy, 3213 West Kennedy Boulevard. They're going to meet at the West Shore Mall. They're going to drive down Kennedy and then drive circles around Fox 13 for a couple hours, and they're going to have some people on the street. As well, they're going to have some sort of rally there. Apparently, they're going to have a few speakers as well. I don't know how that's going to work out because, as I said, the weather is not going to be very good. We got some bad weather coming in.
Cool.
All right. How about listening to Mike Pence for a minute? Mike Pence had something very interesting to say at the briefing, and this is worth repeating.
And Mr. President, as we learned today, we are continuing to see declines in all the major metro areas around the country that have been most impacted. But numbers remain low and steady on the West Coast, in Washington State and in California. But the New York metro area, New Jersey, Connecticut, all appear to be past their peak. And as our scientists may reflect in a few moments, we also are seeing the positive rate going down, which is actually even as encouraging as the declining cases. The Detroit metro area appears to be past its peak. Seattle metro area, as I mentioned, remains stable. New Orleans metro area is the most stable of all the large metro outbreaks. We also are continuing to see stabilization and even declines in Houston and Atlanta and Nashville and Baltimore and Indianapolis and elsewhere.
Well, there you go. Things are looking a little bit better.
Yes, correct. And this is, you know, these were expected pretty much in every zip code across the United States. It's a matter of when the prediction of the peak occurred, such that the between the mayors and the governors, they could draft their plans to reopen, what would reopen in a step process, and then the dates that would be applied to that.
Now, we have 16 states that are planning on reopening over the next 7 to 10 days between now and the 1st of May, and every one of them is a red state. I wonder why that is.
Well, all you have to do is watch a White House press briefing, and you'll automatically see that there's not a Democrat that wants to open government or open business or open the country at all.
No, because they just want to sit there and get their free stuff again. You know, well, I'm going to get paid to sit at home. And by the way, whoever cooked up the idea that you were going to get your unemployment check, whatever it was, plus an additional $600 on top of it, which in many cases pays them more than they did when they were working.
Which was a flaw that was recognized by the Republicans immediately in that piece of legislation. They actually put in an addendum to correct that language. And, of course, what the Democrats refused.
Absolutely. Pelosi shot it down. And that's when all this other stuff came up. And, again, we need to be honest with each other here because there's so much finger-pointing. Pelosi came up yesterday, and I'm going to play that when we come back, what she had to say about how this all got tied up and this, that, and the other. It's about a minute long. But the fact of the matter is we've sat here, we watched what's been going on. The delays have been there, yep, but it's not on the part of Mitch McConnell, and it's certainly not on the part of Kevin McCarthy. And we're just going to let Nancy bury herself with her own words because we can debunk everything she says. That's the way it is, right? All right, here comes...
Well, for those that are paying attention, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here comes the music. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Denise Simon and I will be back with more. By the way, China continues with the faulty masks and the faulty test kits, and they're out all around the world, and people are going, what the hell's going on? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you know you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because one of the things the USCCA does is they have a lot of training courses. They have a lot of videos and different things that you can take and you can study. Plus, they've also got trainers around the countryside. And believe it or not, some of the shooting ranges are open. And not all of them, but some of them are. The outdoor ones certainly are. And you can find a USCCA instructor there, and you can work with them and learn some different things, because nobody should have to go it alone, and the USCCA is right there with you. So to find out more about what they do, go over to my Facebook page for the Americans for America group. It's Americans for America. Like the page, become a member of the group, see what it is gets posted in there, and you'll see right at the top of the page a USCCA logo link. Click on that logo link, and you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, and you'll also have an opportunity to sign up for as much as $474 worth of free stuff if you sign up to become a member. Now, there's three levels of membership, and the top level of membership gets that $474 worth of free stuff. So, go over to Americans for America, the Facebook page, click on the USCCA logo link, and good luck on winning the gun. We want to be able to announce somebody here with that, as well as announce the fact that you got your $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Hello, hello.
Now, we were talking during the break about a couple different things that are going on here. None of the least is any lesser or more important than the other. We were talking about a whistleblower and lawyers now for a reassigned vaccine expert says that he's going to file a whistleblower complaint. Now, first of all, I heard him, I think he leaked something about
hydroxychloroquine. I think that's what got this all started. Am I right?
I don't think he leaked anything. What he was doing was challenging the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. And he may have been doing so assertively. We don't know in what condition or what context that he was challenging. Not that he didn't say that it didn't work. He just wasn't fully agreeing with, you know, all these other pro-hydroxychloroquine people. So as a consequence, he says that he was demoted. And as since he was demoted, he's mad about that, and he is wanting to file a whistleblower complaint about being demoted. So
somebody must think he qualifies as a whistleblower. I guess we'll have to wait. And
well, he hasn't done that yet. I'm just saying that that's what he wants to do.
Okay, all right, and we'll see where all that goes as the day progresses. Now, in Michigan, the Republicans in the state legislature are vowing to cut the Michigan governor's emergency powers over this stay-at-home debate, which has got people in the streets. There was another protest today in Lansing, Michigan. Don't know what else is going to be happening there, but people are really upset about her. And there are a number of legal experts. I heard Alan Dershowitz say that she probably stepped over the line.
Yeah, she stepped over a line on a couple of things, most of which when she hired this Democrat progressive organization and the contract, somebody found out about it, so she pulled the contract. So anyway, there's a problem there. She has also stopped or barred her office and any other offices, perhaps in the state of Michigan, from FOIA requests. Hence, another problem. So there's a lot of things that are going on with her when there's a, people are taking a very close look. And so I think some of these things will come up in the legislature today on specific authorities that she has and those authorities that she's taken that she perhaps doesn't have outside of what the legislature has legally given to a governor.
I got a comment in here from a listener in Boston, my buddy Joe, and he's saying, sorry if I sound like a heartless individual, but I feel that we have to take care of all legal citizens with the stimulus bill, not illegals. And now we're hearing that there may be some people here illegally collecting SSI benefits, also some full-time students that are here from a foreign country that will be collecting a stimulus check. How is that possible?
I can't speak about foreign students. I don't know how they would qualify for that. I don't think he's heartless. And that is, there has actually, I think, been a piece of legislation that has been introduced that says that American citizens, confirmed American citizens, should be the first to be rehired. Those that are not U.S. citizens should not be getting any kind of government benefit checks out of this, stimulus. So Trump had mentioned that. That was part and parcel of the reason that he formalized the executive order on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of legalness going on there between the Office of Legal Counsel, the Department of Justice, and just wait for the lawsuits that come from the Democrats.
Do you remember who David Stockman is?
I don't know if I do.
Former Reagan Office of Management and Budget Director David Stockman.
Okay.
He came out yesterday. No. He came out yesterday and he said the virus lockdown has been fraud of a massive scale.
Well, I think Britt Hume said the same thing.
Yep. I heard him say it. I heard Britt say it. Yep. So,
well, look, you know, we have to be careful here, and it's easy to conflate terms. Not every place across the United States went on lockdown, okay? you know, there are some states that really didn't do so much of it at all. There were certain things that went on a controlled environment, but other places went way over the top. So we don't want to say that the whole country went on a lockdown, because it really didn't.
Now I've got a question from Dane, and Dane is listening to us in Reno, Nevada. Dane says, why has the world shut down for the Wuhan, this is what he's calling it, Wuhan coronavirus, but not MERS, not the swine flu, not SARS, not Ebola?
Well, one reason is because they said, and the they is still questionable, that COVID-19 was four times more contagious. And COVID-19 is especially hard on those that have what they call comorbidity conditions, meaning people that are diabetic, people that are obese, people that have heart issues, pulmonary lung issues. So therein lies where what the issue is. They have a very susceptible part of the population. The other piece is that not all countries are in a financial or healthcare condition that they could address an outbreak quickly. One continent that's really about to be in some serious trouble is Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other piece is that after we had MERS and SARS and all the other previous coronavirus outbreaks, work was pretty much stopped. You know, we don't have a vaccine for HIV. We don't have a vaccine for SARS. And coronavirus has 50, over 5,000 strains, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not COVID. COVID looks like it might have about half a dozen strains.
Mm-hmm.
But coronavirus has a more than 5,000 strains. So not all drugs, pharma, can necessarily be effective to every single patient based on their own healthcare issues, their own health issues.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. And thanks for answering the questions. And Dane says thank you very much. We appreciate that, Dane and Reno. And we will talk to you on the weekend show, my kid.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Denise Simon. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles that she writes. And sign up for her daily sit rep that she sends out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, I know.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And the fact of the matter is, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is over in right here, Clearwater, Florida, the other side of Tampa Bay. From where I'm at here in Tampa, they're right across the bay in Clearwater. Now, with the two campuses they've got, you can take your choice of one or the other to go and take the tour. Now, to do that, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you do that, then give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, because they know that
more and more people that are uncertain about their future, this might be a good time for them to think about changing their career because of what they've been doing before. This is a job as an aviation maintenance tech that is job security, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of aircraft are sitting idle right now that need to be mechanically looked at and examined and inspected before they can take to the air. There are not enough aviation maintenance techs in the world to take care of that need right now. And as fast as you can get trained, you'll have a job. Now, a 40-hour work week will pay you about $60,000 a year to start. You can make a lot more than that if you apply yourself. It's that simple. And the National Aviation Academy can fill any void that you've got right now and give you a great career path with that tremendous starting salary, too. So check them out online to find out more by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you. Now, the Army soldiers with the 1st Aviation Brigade at Fort Rucker, Alabama, lined up for a 100% mandatory drug urinalysis test this week. They were tested before their training resumed at Fort Rucker, Alabama. There'll be a lot more of that going on, too, around the bases. And the president will be speaking at the West Point graduation on June the 13th at West Point, New York, the 2020 graduation ceremony at West Point. Always a tremendous thing to watch with all the cadets. By the way, training is going to resume for the 3rd Infantry Division soldiers, too, after the COVID-19 pause. It's back to field training and gunnery for some soldiers at the 3rd Infantry Division out of Fort Stewart, Georgia, over there around Savannah, following a lull in operations due to the coronavirus pandemic, the division commander reported yesterday. And Army officials are working on a proposal right now that may lead to converting its joint light tactical vehicles from gasoline or diesel burning to electric. They may all go electric with the JLTVs. We'll see. Now, U.S. Army training officials are studying how the service's increased dependence on distance learning have happened and occurred during the coronavirus pandemic. It's now could become part of a more permanent part of leader education, online training. And Roosevelt, the USS Theodore Roosevelt sailors, came out in a video and thanked the Marines on board their vessel, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, for helping them through their time with nearly 4,200 personnel who have been evacuated from the ship. Over 700 have tested positive for the coronavirus. The ship is going to be late in getting out because they don't have all of their crew members, and until they do, they're not going anywhere. By the way, the U.S. sailors' new reality is called confinement on land and at sea, because facing the risk of a coronavirus outbreak, the U.S. Navy is taking more steps to sequester all sailors before they deploy. Now, when the commander of the Naval Air Forces, Vice Admiral DeWolf Miller, took command back in January 2018, years of tight budgets had robbed the Naval Aviation community of maintenance and square parts funds. Now, leaving some squadrons with just enough flyable aircraft to keep their pilots qualified, the problem was indeed finding parts, spare parts, any parts. So they were not able to do enough of any kind of sophisticated training, flight training. Hopefully that may now have changed. We'll see. And the new abnormal in the Air Force, as the Air Force is bracing for COVID-19 to be around for a while, it means the service now has a new game plan on how to operate as the world combats the virus, according to the Air Force Chief of Staff, Dave Goldfein. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Marine Corps has cut the number of recruits it's shipping to its two recruit training depots in half, while requesting recruits to self-isolate for 14 days before arriving at the boot camp. And a Marine Corps crew, for the first time, was behind an MQ-9 Reaper drone flight in the Middle East as they supported personnel on the ground from another continent. Now, the National Guard just gave a coronavirus troop update. Their troop count now is up to 41,600. National Guard troops continue to be activated and moved up and moved into the coronavirus fight. By the way, a third of the Pentagon's jobs are missing a Senate-confirmed leader. And amid the coronavirus pandemic, there are new questions about how many of those roles can be filled before November's presidential election. And Anthony Tata, someone that a lot of people have seen on Fox News as a commentator, retired brigadier general, will be named to a top job at the Pentagon. That coming from Bloomberg News. Don't know what the job is, but we'll find out soon enough, I guess. Now, Veterans Affairs officials announced that they've tested more than 71,000 patients for the fast-spreading coronavirus, a significant boost over the few hundred tests that were processed daily just a few weeks ago. Out of the 71,000 patients that have been tested, there are 5,700 cases. And a woman is suing the federal government over the 2018 death of her husband from a wrongful insulin injection at a West Virginia veterans hospital. This is the second lawsuit that's been filed there now over veterans who have died there. By the way, hypersonic weapons are supposed to be fast, right? Well, the supply chain the Pentagon is relying on to develop hypersonic weapons for the future is feeling the heat from the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, and the weapons aren't coming out fast enough to avoid the coronavirus. So now they had to put a little damper on that. And for you tankers, you Air Force tanker guys out there, Boeing says that they can fix the $44 billion tanker flaw, and they're working on it to get it done. Working on it to get it done so the Air Force's new tanker can take to the skies. All righty. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to talk about a lot of money stuff. Start with the stimulus bill. We'll talk about some other things that you've been hearing us mention during the course of the evening. If not, you'll hear it for the first time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my buddy Donna Fiducia. She and her husband Don are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and they're listening to me on 1330 WLBB. And Donna, hope you and Don are doing fine. Had some bad weather go through there yesterday and the day before, but now the bad weather's down here by us. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by your friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you're not getting enough fruits or enough vegetables and you want to work on something that's going to help you build your immunity up a little bit, which is a good thing in the day and age in which we live, I want you to try what I'm trying. Now, I originally took these a couple years ago for about 4 or 5 months, and they were working for me. They were doing good. Well, guess what? I've been on these since last Friday, and I'm taking them as directed, and I really feel good. I mean, gee whiz, I feel like I've got a little bit of zip in my step again, and I'm not tired at all, and I'm just cruising along, and things are good. My blood pressure, I had my blood pressure checked yesterday, another blood check done because of my situation with my leg, and everything was down below where it was supposed to be, and the doctor says to me, man, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. Well, I really believe now it's got to do with Balance of Nature, because things are better. So check them out online.
balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'd be glad you did. All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who yesterday I think I called you Dr. Thaddeus Evans or something like that.
I don't remember.
Well, you had those glasses. See, you look different on the television with the Skype stuff. I don't know what it is about your computer, but you look like you're looking down into the camera on the computer, and it looks like you got your hair combed straight back, and I've never seen you like that. And then you got those glasses on, and it's like, who is that guy?
I'm just going to look right now at my website at watchdogonwallstreet.com. It looks like me.
It didn't what I was. Well, maybe it was me. Because maybe it was my computer.
Or
television. I don't know. Who knows?
I was on like 4 or 5 big. I'll look again. I don't know. Maybe it was that one time. But I never combed my hair straight back.
Well, it was. That time there it was. And that's why I didn't realize it was you. And then they had your name underneath and said, Chris Markowski. And I went, are you kidding me? Didn't even look like it. But anyway, let's get into what took place yesterday. The House passed the $484 billion bill to aid small businesses and hospitals and boost virus testing. We were told it was going to be $321 billion for the PPP. It's actually $310 billion for the PPP.
Nickel and dime to some degree. I don't know who's going to get it. We'll see as far as the banks start doling this out again, if it gets to some of the businesses that actually really need it. It was pretty much a mess last time. Like I said, we tried to help a lot of people out to get this, and there was a lot of kind of funny excuses why they couldn't end up getting it. Delay. And these are people that filed the very first day. It's almost as if they were making mistakes on purpose at the bank and making things up in order to make sure that all their bigger clients were getting the funds before, basically saying, oh, we're out of money. So we'll see if that happens again.
Well, part of it is the IRS computer, because I know the people that have been trying to get a stimulus check haven't been able to get into the computers. It's been hit or miss during the course of the week because the computer system has been totally inundated. And yesterday, come to find out, I did get a message when I went into the computer again to check and see about the status of my stimulus check, because I knew I was going to get one because they said I was going to get one. The message was 25th, 26th, 27th, computer system will be down for overhaul and maintenance.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Has anybody ever heard that from Netflix or from Hulu? Of all these other things, this is just government that just is not capable of doing their job properly. That's all. There's no excuse in that in today's day and age to say, oh, okay, we can't handle the volume. You obviously haven't, done your job properly. You decided to buy mainframe computers, which are useless. Nobody uses those things anymore. You could put everything onto a cloud and have unlimited. You can add bandwidth. You could add capacity as you need it. And, again, this is all government for you. This is how they waste your money and keep on government workers that they no longer need to keep.
Well, there's another series of government checks, I said, going out today. So people should be watching their mailboxes for that.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that people haven't gotten maybe their stimulus check. I think it has something to do with the week that you actually get your check, because not everybody gets a Social Security check at the same week.
Right.
And it depends on the week that you actually get it. And some of the people, I think if you're towards the latter end of the month, you may be getting it at a different time based upon when the checks first started coming out. So I think that might be part of the issue as well.
Well, it's the first Wednesday of the month and the third Wednesday of the month for Social Security. Government checks are usually the pension checks on the government are usually the first through the fifth, and then the last ones come through the 20th to the 25th.
Yeah, I think it's just how it cycles through. So I think some people just got to be a little bit patient. And then if that's not the case, then I would definitely go to the IRS site and track it.
Yeah, but you'll have to wait because it's going to be down over the weekend. Now, a lot of things money-wise going on. Johns Hopkins, who's tracking all of this pandemic stuff, is saying that what they see coming out of this is a bunch of salary cuts and more layoffs.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot more of that until they decide they're going to open things up, without a doubt. I think that the big surprise might be coming really shortly where, you know, they're going to have to start laying off government workers and furloughing them because these states aren't going to have any money.
Right.
I don't know where it's going to come from. So that's going to be next. So,
right.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the numbers yesterday, you know, close to, you know, 26 million people. That
26.4 million.
Yeah, unemployed, and it's awful. We're going to, the question is going to be, Matt, when all is said and done, was this worth it? Was this necessary?
No.
And, you know, I think that, you know, yeah, well, Trump's going to pay the price for that.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's the man that's in charge.
Yep.
I mean, he hires people that you know, basically pointed him in this direction.
Yep.
At some point in time, we were talking about this at the beginning and talking about herd immunity.
You
and
bet.
Quarantining people that were at risk.
Yep.
You know, here in New York, over 10,000 people that have died in New York were in nursing homes.
Yep.
That's a shame. That should have been locked down. They should have been quarantined. That shouldn't have happened. I mean,
Yep. It
should have been protected to some degree. And, you know, the reality is now you see some of the numbers and how many people have been infected here on Long Island and New York City. New York City, 20% of the population. Was this necessary? And was it, you know, really worth it? And again, I don't know how that's going to play out in the November election.
Well, I don't either, but right now Joe Biden is leading in swing states. He's leading in all of them, even in Florida. And I do know there's a lot of seniors that are upset because they were told they were going to get their check by Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. They said all the checks should be going out on the 15th. I remember when he said that. I was listening to the press conference, and it didn't happen.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, this is to the senior citizens that are upset that didn't get their stimulus check on time. They're still getting their Social Security check, for crying out loud. You're complaining about extra money that the taxpayers are paying that you're not paying into. I mean, give me a break, please. I don't want to hear that.
And see, that's the other thing, because we've got, when you talk about people not paying into it, there's nobody paying into the FICA right now. Nobody working, there's nobody paying the tax, right?
My parents couldn't believe it. They got a check, and they were like, why did we get a check? We still get our pension. We're still getting Social Security. We're not unemployed. Why did they send us money? Now, you're out there complaining because you didn't get extra money. There's something wrong with you.
Well, I'm getting one, but I've already told everybody that's listening what I'm going to do with it. It's going to go right to the Fire Department Benevolent
Fund. There you go. That's the right. Hey, mm-hmm. You know what? That's a great thing to do. You know, or help out your neighbor, maybe spend it at a local small business or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But to get upset because you didn't get your free money ahead of somebody else, why don't you take a couple steps back and realize that there's people that are not getting these checks, that are unemployed, that are having a difficult time getting unemployment, that are losing their business. That to me is absurd.
It is, and unfortunately it's not going to get any better until they fix the system, because the system is still broke. It's like Obamacare on steroids. All right, got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. I'll bet you we'll still be talking about this. Want to bet?
You got it.
All right, take care, Chris. All right, Chris Markowski. And catch him on Newsmax. He's on there most afternoons. You can watch him on TV talking about financing. And I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.